Welcome to the Impact Stories podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hello, listeners. I'm Daryl Jackson, your co-host today. I'm the director of City Impact, and I have Chip Sweeney with us today. Hi, Chip.
Hey, Daryl. Great to be with you.
I'm glad that you're here. Today's podcast is going to be a little different, where we've been listening to God's stories and some of the other podcasts. We're going to get a little bit of the history of how we have evolved at City Impact and some of the things that are coming up and some of the things that we're doing now. So, Chip, glad that you can share that with us. To get started, Chip, maybe a little bit about, you know, your background, how you got here, and some of the history as to we got here, and start with you and then the history. How about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. So my wife and I, Leanne, we've been married 32 years at the end of July.
Way to go.
So I'm a blessed, very blessed man. We have two children. Our daughter, Caroline, is 26. She's a public school teacher. And our son, Jack, works for a bank up in D.C. So we began our journey at Perimeter over 30 years ago. We were fairly new believers when we came here. We both, I became a believer when I was 25 in the business world through a guy at work. And we were dating at the time, and she saw some good difference in me that drew her to the Lord, and through kind of seeing me and also with some other women in her life, she gave her life to Christ as well. Mm. And after we got married, we decided we were beginning to grow in our faith, but we're really not at a strong evangelical, biblically kind of solid gospel church. And got introduced to Perimeter, and I would say that really we've grown up as Christians here at Perimeter. We've grown up as a couple. We've grown up as parents at this church. And so I'm just so thankful to be part of Perimeter, kind of be part of the journey and the story that is here. We started going here. I came on as an intern in student ministry. So my background in ministry is with students, with teenagers. Mm-hmm. Did an internship for a year and a half, and then ended up going to seminary in Chicago, and then really was called back here to be on staff. Mm-hmm. And I was the junior high pastor for 6 years, beginning in 1996. And then in 2002, some of our folks here at Perimeter would remember, called it Year 25. Mm-hmm. And it was really, as we talk about now, is integrating the hand to the head and heart. We felt like we were, as a church, fairly strong in the head in terms of right doctrine, theology, fairly strong in the heart, gospel, focused on evangelism, but very weak in the hand, mercy and justice. Mm-hmm. So I moved from student ministry and helped us launch community outreach back in 2002. Really have been part of kind of the extension ministry. We call it now Greater Atlanta and Global Transformation, for the past 25 years.
Mm. So it's been a real long journey, but you've had a lot of experiences in what you and I have talked about many times, kingdom flourishing.
Right? Yes. Yeah, very much so.
So you've seen many aspects of kingdom flourishing. So maybe you could talk to the listeners a little bit. What does kingdom flourishing mean to you, you know, for our members? How is it important to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, when you look at biblically where we really came up with kingdom flourishing has a lot to do with the Hebrew word shalom. Mm-hmm. And I think quite often it's translated peace in our Bibles, but really the Hebrew word shalom is much deeper than just peace. Mm-hmm. It's really flourishing in every aspect of our life. Mm-hmm. So physically, relationally, socially, vocationally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jeff's talked about this, but the Greek word eirene is really very similar to that the Hebrew word shalom mm-hmm. in the New Testament. And of course, a lot of even Jesus talks about himself being Irene. We find our ultimate Irene, our ultimate kingdom flourishing mm-hmm. in him.
Right.
And so when we talk about that, we're looking at what does that look like for us as individuals, but then what does it look like for us as a church? And even as we live out in our community and city, mm-hmm. what does that look like for us to flourish and then to come alongside others to flourish?
Mm-hmm. And so as Perimeter Church has done this city impact journey, we mm-hmm. have learned a lot, right?
We have. We've yeah. learned a lot.
And the good news is you've been experiencing it all the way through. You can see some of those mm-hmm. changes. And so if we kind of look at some of the things we did in the past and some of the things we're doing now, some of the things we're doing are a little bit different, right, than what we tried in mm-hmm. the past. And it's mm-hmm. and it seems to be working well as our members are learning what city impact is. Can you kind of share your perspectives
yeah.
on that?
Yeah. I think it's helpful to really go back to the beginning. Right. You know, we're getting ready this fall to celebrate 45 years right. as a church. And really when Randy and that core team launched the church and Perimeter began, from early on, the vision was not about growing one church.
Mm-hmm.
It was really about seeing Atlanta and really then the places we serve globally to come into a life-transforming encounter with the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was about how do we see kingdom impact, change, kingdom flourishing take place right here in Atlanta and beyond. Mm-hmm. And we became a church planting church very early. Global outreach has been a part of the DNA from very early on in the church. So we have partners all around the world. But at year 25, which was 2002, there was a real conviction among leadership that, again, while we were fairly strong in the head and heart, we were really weak in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a question. There was a book called Churches of Irresistible Influence mm-hmm. By Robert Lewis. And in that book, the question was, if your church was gone tomorrow, would the community notice or care?
Oh, what a great question.
It's a great question. I think it's still a great question for every church.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be honest that after 25 years, even though we were quote-unquote successful,
mm-hmm.
We were growing, our people would certainly have cared if we were gone, but the community may not have.
Mm.
And so really for 20 years since that time, we've been integrating the hand to the head and heart, particularly locally.
Mm-hmm.
And so now through community outreach, you know, we have close to 50 partnerships around mm-hmm. Greater Atlanta that are nonprofits that are doing great work in mercy and justice.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner with them in a lot of ways. And our people get involved volunteering. We get involved on their boards.
Mm-hmm.
So we've built bridges, so to speak, into the community, into Atlanta. I think as we began dreaming and talking about what now we call City Impact, it was even more strategically thinking about our people and how and where they live and work during every week.
Right.
Every day, really, of every week. And so I think one of the ways, and of course you and I have talked about this a lot, but right. I think at the foundation of what we call City Impact is us, followers of Christ, a lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? This is not about necessarily events or opportunities. Those are great,
mm-hmm.
but really it's a lifestyle motivated by the gospel, right? If we're not motivated by the gospel, then we're really not going to see fruit. So right. it's a lifestyle motivated by the gospel, loving God and loving neighbor. Jesus kind of bore everything down to those two things.
Yep.
Let's love God with everything and let's mm-hmm. love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So it's living that way missionally in community with others. That's the other beauty as the body of Christ. If you think about, you know, as believers, we're lights.
Right.
So if we could map where our members are in neighborhoods, communities, and cities, right? We would see these lights mm-hmm. all over the place. The opportunity we have as a church is to say, how do we connect these lights, us, together such that we can even shine brighter in ways we can even see greater kingdom flourishing? So in community with others, and then we're saying where we live, work, and go every week. So it's very important. God has placed us in the subdivision, in the apartment complex, in the community, in the city where we are. It's not by accident. It's not random. He's placed us there for a reason. And so how can we be missionaries? How can we be ambassadors, right? How can we kind of live out the flourishing that is within us? And then, of course, work is important. Many spend a majority of their time at work every week. And stay-at-home moms, that's more than full-time work.
That's the hardest job on earth, isn't it?
Right. And then there's places that we go every week. You think about the grocery stores that we go to every week, the drug stores, think about restaurants. It's how can we live intentionally, maybe walk into that place with a smile, get to know people's names. And so I think a lot of this, Daryl, is really us being intentional about where we are and where we go every week.
It's really simple when you boil it down to that, right, Chip?
I mean, it is.
When you start looking at everybody as an image bearer with the love of God in your heart, and with a love for them, it changes everything as to what you look
everything.
Like as an opportunity for a kingdom encounter. Is that right?
That's right. Absolutely right.
And so it's not this really complicated thing. We have to be overly involved in some grandiose, large thing. It's just where God's placed you, if I've heard you correctly. Is that
it right? It is. It's where God's placed us. And again, that's all part of his plan. And, you know, I think of 1 Corinthians 12, right? We are one body with many parts.
Right.
And every part is critical in the body being healthy. And so if you think about, we are all parts of that body that are placed strategically by him in different neighborhoods, in different communities, and in different cities and towns where we are. And so how can we use how God's designed us, our gifts, abilities, our experiences, our passions, right? To be that light, to be that ambassador, to be able to live out the gospel in word and deed, build relationships, have opportunities to love people and to be able to share the gospel.
Yes, that's what it comes down to. You know, we're really excited about a lot of the things that have been happening in City Impact. One of them you mentioned was neighborhoods. And in several of the cities, we're beginning to see many things happen where our neighborhood members are getting together to reach out to their other neighbors. You and I have talked about several of the cities, which is where we exactly want to go. And about neighboring, there is an art to neighboring in itself, is it not?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not anything difficult. It's just where he's placed us, right?
It's where he's placed us. And again, it really does come back to intentionality. We live in a culture now where it's a lot easier to pull your car in the garage, close it, and hunker down. Well, really, right, what we're called to do is build relationships with those around us, get to know our neighbors, learn their names, begin to find out what gets them excited, what are their challenges, how can we pray for them.
It's all about those kingdom encounters that are opportunities every day that we see. And so one of the things I'm hoping our listeners are picking up is it's something that we can do where he's placed us, and it's not anything that's really difficult if it's with our natural gifts that God has given us. And that natural gift may come in a lot of different ways, right?
Absolutely.
It may be, we have stories, we've had many podcasts, we have stories where in one of our cities, one of our members who was a coach, and he's an elder too at the church, worked with those coaches, and those coaches eventually, through time, became part of his discipleship group. And it wasn't anything that was large or grandiose.
Right.
It was a natural relationship that he built with the coaches where God had placed him with his other coaches that the kids had when they were playing together. So this is really a heartwarming message that you're giving us, Chip, is that really it's about where God's placed us. It's about where we're looking around and having our antenna out where we can have those kingdom encounters, right?
Yeah. It is. I think in one other example, and this relates maybe a little bit more to work, but you know, there's a group of young business leaders in Peachtree Corners who invite other businessmen and women, and they get together, I think, every few months, and it's kind of networking, connecting. How can you support each other? Mm-hmm. How can you encourage? How can we make a difference? Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great example,
it's
right?
Just, yeah.
Right where they are.
Easy example right there. Just an easy thing that we can do. So spreading God's kingdom where he has placed us is where we're trying to emphasize in this particular podcast. And it's really been a long development effort of our church. And we know that God has been guiding it all the way, right? We've
Absolutely.
Been radically dependent on
Absolutely.
Him. So we're in this place now, and just to share a few things with our leaders, and we're in an exciting place where we want to invite those that are interested in City Impact. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like it's something that you have to necessarily sign up for. Just get in touch with your City Impact team. Ask them what you'd like to do, what's your passion, and we'll see what that gift may come to bear in the different ministries that we have at our city. As you all know, we have coaches in our city that represent our ministries, and they're there for that purpose, to be contact points for our members, just to let them know that, yes, you are interested in flourishing the kingdom. How can I help? And if we can do that and get that started, I think it would be great. Any other things you want to share with our audience here, Chip, that's on your mind about City Impact?
Well, so just scripturally, I want to maybe connect another dot. So as we thought about mission as a church for many years, that's both locally and globally, Acts 1:8 has been sort of a model or a description of what we want to see. And this is what it says: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Mm. So here's what's interesting. Obviously, to the end of the earth, right? Globally, right. What we've been doing almost from the beginning of the church, you could say in all Judea and Samaria. So in that, in their context, Judea and Samaria was not kind of right where they lived per se, but it was a surrounding region. And so in many respects, I think it's interesting. You could look at what we started at Y25 2002 with community outreach and other things and building those bridges, a lot of that was in all Judea and Samaria. And really, in many respects, what we're talking about now and trying to more strategically come alongside our folks is you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. So in Jerusalem is right where we live.
Right where we
It's where, again, we live, work, and go every week.
Right.
And so the beauty is, I think now we're putting together the full package a bit of Acts 1:8.
Yeah, I believe we are too. And, you know, we're so fortunate to have a church that has the resources that we have so we can extend our ministries, right?
It's, very much.
Many people may know all of the ministries we have in our cities, but it's community outreach. We have a way to welcome people to the cities. We have men's discipleship, women's discipleship. The good news is we have the ministries that we're extending into our cities available so people can land where God's called them.
Yeah.
And everybody doesn't land in the same place, right?
That's right.
But the good news is the place he's put us is the right place that we should be looking, right?
It is.
Yeah. Any last comments, City, that you might have for the City Impact listeners here?
Well, I just want to, I'm so thankful to our people, the people of Perimeter Church. It's just amazing, again, to see the hearts of our people, their desire to want to live the gospel out in word and deed, to love God, love neighbor. I'm just very thankful. And I would say, you know, I think this, what we're talking about is continuing to spur us on, right, to love and good deeds.
Right.
And even to say, how can we even connect more,
right
as we go, so to speak. But so thankful to be part of just a great church.
Oh, me too. So we'll wrap it up for today. Thanks again, Chip. Appreciate it very much.
Great to be with you, Daryl.
Really enjoyed
it. Thankful for you, my friend, and given leadership to really kind of launching, right, this whole thing. Dan Case, obviously, first, but now you. Very thankful for you, Daryl.
Thank you so much, brother. Thanks again, everybody. Take care. We'll see you at the next podcast.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/cityimpact.